We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sunny Digital.
Got the club going up on the Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut.
Sports Radio 610 will roast Robert Brazil next Monday. John Lopez will be the MC. You can be there. Get your tickets at Houston Improv or sportsradio610.com.
All right. I tell you what, this song was hot. And you can never go wrong with the club going up on a Tuesday. At least I know that's John Lopez's theory in life.
Darn right.
Alex Bregman, one of the signature moves of Jeff Luno's, you'll find out here in just a few minutes. But he had himself a ninth inning last night.
Drive to left center field. Ball game over. Alex Bregman walks it off. And the Astros have won 12 in a row.
Jubilation abounds last night as your Houston Astros win their 12th game in a row. They get their nine-game homestand, started off with a doozy. Down 4-3 going into the bottom of the ninth, Alex Bregman does what he did there, and they rally for the walk-off double win last night, courtesy of the Astros Radio Network. And, of course, your Houston Astros right now, the hottest team in baseball, atop every Major League Baseball power ranking.
AT&T Sports, by the way.
Close enough. And close enough. they're in co-op with the Astros. That's all you need to know. But all of this, of course, is thanks to the one, the only, your general manager and now your new president of baseball operations, Jeff Luno.
Finally, I want to thank the fans. The fans stuck with us, and there weren't too many crowded stadiums back in 11, 12, and 13, but we had a core group of fans that really understood what we were trying to accomplish and had believed in what we were trying to do, and they stuck around, and they got their rewards in the past few years, and hopefully there'll be many more rewards coming.
I mean, there just may be, first of all. Go back to the game first before we talk about Luno. They hadn't really walked one off in a long time. I think it's since April 7th or something like that I saw online.
Seems like it's been a minute, yeah.
But they did it the hard way. I mean, they had to get traffic late, kind of manufacturing base runners, which I love. I'm a big fan of just somehow getting on base and good things happening behind you. But beyond that, Gerrit Cole wasn't at his best. Five walks? I think he had five walks. But then got better as the game got later. And then Bregman was just a terrific at. Bregman does this more than you'd think. I mean, he's always having really good at bats, even when he's quote unquote slumping.
And he even had a walk off one time when it was a pop up. Like, it just seems like when he comes up in a walk off, that it seems like good things happen. But I was a big fan of something that AJ Hinch did that a lot of people are against. They started out the ninth inning with a four-pitch walk to Marwin Gonzalez, and then Stassi singled into left field. Mm-hmm. They bunted with Tony Kemp with first and second and no outs. If I'm a manager, I'm always bunting first and second, no outs. Some people don't like giving up the out, but that moved the guys to second and third. And then Springer got reached first on a catcher's interference, and then Bregman just cranked it out there in the gap. Ball game over, 12 in a row, and John Lopez one step closer to having to buy and smoke me a brisket.
I am. I mean, I'm not gonna. That's a bet. I wouldn't mind losing, to be honest. I like smoking briskets, and I wouldn't mind that much of a lead. I still don't think it's. I think it's asking a lot because you're asking for the Astros to be this hot for a long, long time, which is very possible. But you're also depending on the Mariners having an almost equally bad streak.
And the bet, if those of you that aren't familiar with this, I say that the Astros are going to be eight games up on the Mariners when the trade deadline comes on July 31st. Right now, they're two games up after yesterday's win. So I think the Astros are about to pull away from this thing. It's just hard to see them losing too many games with this rotation and with the bats coming alive.
Right. And I think as far as like Luno, I've seen people just like breaking this down every which way. I've heard somebody talking about, you know, well, this is because that way he can just stay in Houston and focus on the big club. He doesn't have to worry. He has other guys worrying about minor league and development and all. I think this was really simple. They wanted to pay the man. They wanted to pay the man.
And the Astros giving Lou an extension?
Yeah.
I mean, I think it was a no-brainer.
Yeah, no, I know, but I don't overthink the two titles is what I'm saying.
Right.
I think they wanted to give him more power in the building. He's the second most powerful man in the building. You know, no question about that.
Yeah.
And I think they're just paying him. It's not a big, like, the structure of the organization is not going to change that much.
Well, the title can be a big thing if there is a power struggle within the building. But the Astros have Reed Ryan, and he and Luno are on the same page.
Right.
Just down 45 in Arlington, the Rangers had a situation here where their general manager, John Daniels, took over the president title and basically ran Nolan Ryan out of town. And a lot of people correlate that decision to the drop-off from the Rangers outside of guys getting older. So as long as there's not a power struggle, as long as Luno's not trying to push Reed Ryan out from what he's doing, it's fine. And the title just could mean more money. It could be justifying the budget. But I don't think I would make too much of it.
Well, or it could be that he's already doing that job, and so that's why they went ahead and gave him the title. I mean, I think that probably has as much to do with it already. I don't think it's anything new to what he's already. I don't think they're all of a sudden they're, hey, this is now part of your job description, or hey, we're going to add this responsibility to you. I think it's stuff he was already doing, and again, it comes with a bump in salary, I'm sure. So, you know, maybe they pay more of his benefits now too.
And I haven't heard anybody mention this, and I could be just dead wrong here, but I think when you get these kind of titles, this kind of a new structure of your contract, I mean, maybe he's getting a little piece of the team. I think it's a possibility. I think he could get, you know, that way, you know, you guarantee that he's going to stay here. And if you listen to his words in the press conference or whatever the press availability it was, that's when I started thinking, you know, I wonder if they gave him a little piece of the team.
Well, because he wants to be here for a long time.
Because he said, well, this guarantees, not that, and I'm paraphrasing.
Yeah.
But he said, you know, I wasn't planning on going anywhere. I wouldn't want to go anywhere. But this guarantees that I'm going to be here for a long time. And I started thinking, I'll bet you Jim Crane gave him a little something to make sure he stays here.
Well, I mean, it'd be, you know, I mean, it's, what he's done,
you know,
with what he's done with this baseball team and the way he's put it together, and he's done it the right way, right? And you know, now the question's going to be, and as we've talked about with Brian Gaines and Jadeveon Clowney, you know, when the Bregmans come up, you know, tell you what, his first real big decision is going to be what, George Springer? Here pretty soon. He's got to make a decision on what he's going to do with him, you know, and then Correa's going to come due. I mean, he's going to have some, hell, he's got Keuchel coming up after the season's over with. So, you know, we're going to start to see, and this is what happens to all good championship teams. Now, of course, with baseball, you don't have a salary cap, so you can do whatever the hell you want with it. I don't think the Astros are going to be that team that are just going to go all L.A. Dodger on us and start, you know, bloating the salary to $180, $200 million. But if there's anybody you feel good about, and it can be whether it's Brian Gain or Daryl Morey, and I know Jerome Solomon, your boy, wrote a column yesterday about how, you know, he's far and away the best GM in Houston, which, you know, he's got the hardware.
Yeah, I don't even think that's debatable at this point. I think it was a very, very good decision. And Jeff Luno's made good moves in every aspect. I mean, he drafted Carlos Correa, number one overall, when nobody was talking about it. He held out and got Bregman a year after, just basically forfeiting a pick. The Charlie Morton deal comes to mind, 2 years, $14 million for a guy that pitched Game 7 of the ALCS last year and closed out the World Series. The original Jose Altuve extension was borderline theft. He was making like $7 million last year. It's good to see him get rewarded. But one move that I think Luno gets too much credit for is the Justin Verlander move. And I'm not minimizing the impact Justin Verlander made. So I want you to hear me out when I say this. That was the most important trade of last season. I'm fully aware that without trading for Justin Verlander, the Astros don't win the World Series. However, when I talk about good moves that a GM makes, it's moves like the Gerrit Cole move where he comes and takes it to the next level and you don't give up the farm. It's moves like signing Charlie Morton to a two-year deal. Justin Verlander, any other GM in baseball would have made that move if the owner, who I think Jim Crane deserves a lot of credit for this, if the owner is willing to pay Justin Verlander's salary and Justin Verlander is willing to go to your team, I don't think there's a GM in baseball that wouldn't make that move. So I'm not minimizing the importance of the trade itself. I'm minimizing how difficult that was for Jeff Luhnow because he's great, but I don't think that was a very difficult decision for him to make.
I think Dallas Keuchel gets a little bit of credit for the Verlander move because Keuchel kind of tightened the screws a little bit on making a big deal, and Verlander was the biggest name.
Yeah,
but it's hard to get these deals done, man. I mean, Luhnow got it done. I understand what you're saying. I think it was a huge deal. It won the World Series. I mean, the World Series, that one deal. But I think Luhnow doesn't get enough. He gets credit, but not enough credit for some of the free agents he's brought in.
Yeah.
Have all been hits. I mean, freaking Charlie Morton. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
What Charlie Morton was before Josh Reddick. Was a free agent. Yuli Gurriel was a free agent.
McCann.
McCann was another one. It's incredible. I guess the scouting,
they stole Gerrit Cole.
They stole Gerrit Cole.
It was downright. I mean, I'll tell you what, the Pittsburgh Pirates GM should be ashamed of himself for what he did. I will say this about the Verlander deal. Considering that you know, everybody was talking about the Astros making that move leading up to the deadline, the original trade deadline, right? And the question was, what was it going to get done? How much salary are we going to have to take back? And were they going to have to give up the farm in order to get him?
Right.
And so then the deadline passes and nothing happens. And, of course, then he gets – and he got – I mean, and I'm not telling you guys anything you guys don't know and all you listeners out there. I mean, he got raked over the coals for not making that move. Like you said, Dallas Keuchel took him to task for it. And then to come back – when everybody, and I think what made the deal interesting, or at least, you know, even more somewhat impressive, is that you knew you had to make the deal, and yet you still really didn't give up that much to get Justin Verlander when the Tigers knew you had to do it.
But I think a lot of that was because the owner was willing to write the check.
Well, sure, that's always going to be the case.
And that's something else. You know, Jeff Luhnow, yeah. I think Jim Crane does a really good job of allowing Jeff Luhnow to do his job and now getting the credit. But Jim Crane, I mean, everything he's done, the money that he's putting in, he's now paying Altuve, he paid Verlander. It's kind of interesting that despite how much money he's willing to spend and how successful things have gone, Jim Crane doesn't really try to linger in things, and he kind of just writes the checks in the end.
Right, and here's the thing, and I always crack up when I hear this about, you know, let's congratulate the owners for being willing to spend. That's what you're there to do. Like, what do you own a team for?
Make money. Some people just want to make that bread,
which
though.
Which I get. But
You
know what I'm saying? But at the same time, it's like, you're making money. So, you know, okay, so you had to shell out $10 million. I'm pretty sure that your World Series gear and all that postseason run more than paid for its fair share that Justin Verlander.
Look, you have to have an owner that is willing to do it. But I think if you're in the hunt at the trade deadline, you feel like you can win a World Series.
You go do it.
That's an easier check to write.
Yeah.
That's an easier check to write.
Now, if you're Tillman Fertitta, I tell you what, I want no part of that luxury tax check. But, of course, when you're making billions on, when you got that John McClane long cheddar, you know, you write them checks all day, every day. Speaking of John McClane in the house. Will he be joining us next? Landry Locker, John Lopez, I'm that dude, Freddie D. We got a little localize it with a John McClane flair coming up next. Don't you go anywhere. It's In the Loop on a Tuesday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.